Blog Talk Radio.
Backward turn, backward, O time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. You've tuned into and you're listening to live on the air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. It's the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now it's live, it will be archived, and you log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathyWatson, and click on any date to hear the show now or any of the archive shows. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. Darlings, you will never, ever happen again. Will you promise me to give a voice to your passion? Life is not a dress rehearsal. And don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And one other promise that I want from you. Will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? It bears repeating. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I love my book, Choices. By the way, you could get it at Author House in hard copy or soft, and you could call them at 800-839-8640. To receive a cup, and books are marvelous gifts because they never decay, they never get old. In fact, books with their stories are enhanced in time. Author House telephone number is 800-839-8640. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, before I get into the content of the show, I want you to feel the energy. The brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers and impact, titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by IMPACT, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, just log on impact-net.org. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers of Chicago, Iron Workers International. Did you know that they're the Domperion of the trades? To find out more, log on ironworkers.org. You see, Bill, my husband who passed away, was an iron worker. And I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. Haute couture is high fashion. And they said it wouldn't work. You see, my mission and passion is to acknowledge and to introduce you to iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Hey, gals, it's for you, too. Earn while you learn. And I created a disc on ironworkers. What a noble profession. It's about 6 minutes long. And I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And another sponsor, Iron Age. He creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Wire art sculpture, leather works. And they're built just for you. And never, ever to be duplicated. You see, each design is created for the iron worker, for the individual. Hand-built, made one at a time, one of a kind. If you want to know more, be sure and get in touch with me. You have my email. Oh, I just love the book. Now, I gave you the telephone number of Author House. Let me give it to you one more time. 800-839-8640. And books make marvelous gifts because they never wear out. My story. Yeah. I was raised by immigrant parents. Ma and Pa were among the many that made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. My mother gave me insight into her world as a natural nutritionist. And my father instilled in me work ethics second to none. Let me remind you, I digress, that this book would be a marvelous gift. You see, I didn't know we weren't rich. My sisters and brother and I grew up happy. One thing stands out in my mind as vividly today as it was then. Children were to be seen and not heard. You can't imagine what effect that had on me. You see, I danced to a totally different drummer. I was inquisitive, curious, anxious to sing and dance, to shout to the world, "Look at me! Here I am." It took years for me to find my voice. It's all in my cover story. I choose not to go there in detail about my life. Way too long. But if you want to know more, log on to KathyWatson.com, it's all there. What about your life? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how happy are you? How happy are you, darlings? Because you know that you will never happen again, and that life is not a dress rehearsal. And promise me, I know I'm repeating, but the mind only holds a thought for 5 to 8 seconds. I don't want you to go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. And I'd love to guide you. You could get in touch with me, and let's talk about what it is in your life that you need to share with the world. But I did digress. Let's go back to the book. Do you believe timing is everything? I do. I began writing Choices in 2010. While writing, I had an epiphany. Why not open the book to wannabe authors by offering them a chapter in Choices? Give them an opportunity to tell their stories, their journeys, and reveal in their own words how they survived to become where they are today. Whew, it is, it's just incredible. The time is right for Choices. Their stories will amaze you. Sidebar, we all get involved in our own lives, and we think this is it. This is how it should be. This is how it is. It doesn't have to be that way. Do you want to change your life? I told you. Change your thinking. You'll be immersed in the voice of the choices, the voice of challenges, despair, clarity, direction, vision, imagination, perseverance, purpose in person, and mission. I'm going to share a tad of my story, my choices. I'm asked so many times, Kathy, what are your secrets to staying the course? Who and what fuels your fire in the belly to keep on keeping on? The truth? I haven't a clue. But maybe it's knowing that though many are selected, only a few are chosen, and I know I've been chosen. And for your information, I want you to know that I do not have an MD, PhD, or any other degree. I've been fortunate to experience life firsthand, with all its twists and turns, disappointments and challenges, with intelligent, visionary, futuristic insights. No, God did not part the Red Sea for me. Early on, I had health issues brought on by stress and poor choices. I overcame them all. Sidebar, now when I reflect on my past for a moment, I go, hey, don't consider it that drastic or traumatic because you did learn from it. Whenever you have a setback in life, whenever your challenge has been truly challenged, think of it as, what is it that I have to learn? You see, in the early 1990s, and I usually don't share this, but for some reason I feel that I should today, I took a financial bath big time thanks to a silver-tongued, charismatic sociopath who believed he was the second coming of, oh, never mind, it's not worth digging up the past. But wouldn't it be great if he refunded my money with interest? Anyway, after many trials and tribulations, I put my blinders on, and I looked forward to the future with excitement and anticipation. If I ask people what their greatest freedom is, most don't have an answer. I certainly didn't until Bill, our son, at the tender age of 12, called me to come down and meet him in the kitchen of our suburban home. He wanted to ask me a question. Can it wait? I'm busy. He said, no. When I went into the kitchen there, he sat at the table, arms folded, holding a small book. I asked, is it urgent? What's your question? Sit down, mother, he said. I did as he asked. And he asked me the question, mother, what is your greatest freedom? Now I'm asking all of you, what is your greatest freedom? Can you call in? Tell me what it is? What is my greatest freedom? I haven't a clue. He rolled his eyes up to the heavens only as a 12-year-old can and said, Mother, your greatest freedom is... Here, read the book. Then he was off and gone. Circa 2020. years later, I remember that day as though it were yesterday. Thank you, Bill. Your choice to share the book with me changed my world. It was the beginning of my journey discovering my greatest freedom, that of, what is it, all of you that are listening? Do call in. Tell me what it is. And if you get it right, I'll send you a copy of the book. Everything in life, your life right now, has been authored and designed and created by your choices. Choices result in the consequence. Think on this. Let's bring it closer to home. I want to ask you right now, are you happy? Darlings, is your life fulfilling no matter where you are in life? You're there because of your choices. Your choices, your thinking, form your life. It's that simple. Your mind, your thoughts create your experience, your future. Yeah. My choices design my future in retrospect. Would I change any of my prior choices? Yes. But I don't dwell on the past. I've learned from the choices I made that came back to embrace me and choices I made to came back to bite me in the butt. Waterings, last year's crops serve no purpose. Darlings, the past is over. Fini. And when I look at the book today that says awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson, if this is a culmination or the beginning of a new exciting chapter in my life, honestly, I don't know. Only time will tell. I promise choices will rock your world. The pleasure is all mine. And there's an incredible, I open the book with an incredible story by Sheila. Lights, music, cameras, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the winner of Miss Kentucky Beauty Pageant. This goes back to the 1996-97. And the Miss Classic America Pageant, winner of Miss Congeniality. Oh, before she begins her story, her life under the dominance of Brutal Betsy, she wants to share with you her accomplishment against all odds. What is the quality of your life? Are you living in an atmosphere of brutality? She raised 4 wonderful children, earned a college associate degree in social science, attended Texas University College of Dermatology, owner and founder of cosmetics for 17 years, associated with doctors specializing in proactive skincare, reversing aging and damaged skin. Oh, darlings. She's a breast cancer survivor and the state of Florida spokesperson. She's appeared on Chicago Live Radio and national TV. And she did tell me, she said, well, Kathy, I had my doubts about sharing my story and choices. Did I want to relive my past, and what purpose would it serve? Not an easy decision, but after much soul searching, she knew she had to share her story. And she said, Kathy, I made the right choice. So when and where did it all begin? But most of all, why? To this day, I have not been able to figure out why I was singled out to be beaten by a brutal Betsy. You see, Kathy, I have four siblings, John, my brother, Jenny, Victoria, and Donna's sisters. But why me? Why? With my tiny body brutally beaten by Betsy. I was raised in Kentucky. My father remarried when Mom died. I honestly don't remember my mom. Rumor has it that brutal Betsy may be my real mother or the stepmother from hell to live or to die at age 2. It goes on and on. At the age of 5, my first day at school, I arrived with body bruises. And can you imagine? At the age of 6, I asked myself, what did I do to deserve brutal Betsy's beatings? While she was beating me for whatever, I remember crying, I love you, I love you. I was terrified. Oh, cream, is it? Oh, my goodness. Are you living in a brutal environment? You see, we only have this one life. Make it matter. Make it matter. My father owned many farms and properties. He worked daylight to dark. My father's favorite words, hard work, never hurt anyone, no matter your age. Yet, my father worked himself to death at the age of 59. You know, you're probably wondering why I didn't say something to my father about brutal Betsy brutalizing me for years, and only me. I didn't want to burden him. I truly didn't want to burden him. By the age of 13, I decided working with my father was enough. I wanted to work at a public paying job. Could you imagine $1.25 an hour? I was in heaven. My first paycheck was $25. Dad was delighted. He said, ah, with you making that kind of money, you can take care of yourself. Off to a shopping spree. New jeans at $35? No way. Decided the dollar store pants for 5 to 10 were just fine. Now, the meat beatings continued. Why didn't you tell? If I told anyone of your father, I'll kill you. I'm just a child. No one to tell who would believe me. Sidebar, be with me, the year 1960. At this point, you're wondering why someone didn't come to my age. It was common in rural farm countries to turn a blind eye to a husband pulling his wife's hair and beating them. This was acceptable? As for children, if they were spanked, they deserved the spanking, no questions asked. Back to the age of 13, living with brutal Betsy. I had to clean, do laundry, babysit John and Jenny. I was their mommy, changed their diapers, took John for his very first and every haircut. I took John and Jenny to their first day at school while Betsy slept. I had a very busy schedule. By the way, I made very good grades in school. But the beatings continued. When I wouldn't look at her, she would curse me. I was a very nervous child. I was so full of life, wanted to learn and do and see so much. I would read a lot in the study hall at school in the library. I wanted to go all over the world. I wanted to go to other cities and countries. But what I truly wanted to do is go far away. Brutal Betsy decided she needed time away, not here anymore. I was glad she left us about a month to be with her sisters. I had the burden of making breakfast, baths, dinner, school, doing the laundry. Then one day she called in to meet her. She talked about the kids, then beat me right in the middle of town, mouth and nose bleeding. No one cared. Whatever parents did, it was okay when I got home. I found some pills my father had. Yeah, I popped them in my mouth just as Victoria, my sister, walked in and saw what I was doing. This slapped me so hard, it knocked most of the pills out of my mind for some reason. Dad came home early that day. We sat and talked for a long time. He asked what happened to my face. I told him a girl and I at school had words, but made up later. He hugged me tight. He gave me strength that day. I was okay for a while after that. When I was beaten, I would think of Daddy's hugs. Would the nightmares never, ever end? At age 15, I decided to be more involved in school. I made good grades in the Beta Club, 4-H honor student. I knew I was going to go to college no matter what. I participated in pageants, got to be homecoming queen, a cheerleader, a flag girl. One day, Brutal Betsy came to me and said, enough is enough, no more activities. I had to do what she wanted me to do. She loved to tell me how ugly I was, so dumb and stupid. You'll never get anywhere anyway, so give it up. So I made the choice. I will never give up. The plot thickens, to live or to die, to give in or to go on. I chose to never give up. I studied harder and harder. But again, I wondered why there were 4 other children, and they didn't get beat from age 5, as far back as I can remember. Why me? Then one day a boy came into my life, my best friend's boyfriend. They had just broken up. He was a little older and asked me to go out with him. I never dated, but I gave in. He wooed me with passion. It wasn't long before he asked me to marry him. I said, I'm too young to get married, and I don't know if I love you. Oh, he said that I would learn to love him. So at age 16, I said yes. And all I could think of is this is a way out, my escape from Brutal Betsy, an escape from mental and physical abuse. Marrying Lenny was liberating. I would be free at age 16. I needed my father's consent and a blood test. I was scared to death by going to my father. First, he said no. I started to cry. He then asked me if I was pregnant. I didn't answer. I just kept crying. He signed the paper, and then we went to get my blood test. Until we meet again, remember, darlings, to always be in your best element. And make today the best day ever, and I'll make mine better. Until then, be happy. Au revoir.